What great thing did God do toward the end of World War II that turned the war around? How did General Stonewall Jackson get his nickname Stonewall? Well, let's meet my guest, retired General Rick Lynch. He wrote this great book that I hope that you'll want in your library. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. General Lynch, thank you so much for joining me today. When I read your book, I knew that our audience would, their lives might be changed through this book. And so I'm really privileged to have you on our show today. And I just want to thank you for all the things that you've done to make a difference in America in your long career in the military.
No, I appreciate that, Judy, and thanks for making this opportunity today.
Work hard, pray hard. The Power of Faith in Action is the name of General Lynch's book. And he also wrote another book that we're going to talk about. It's called Adapt or Die, Battle-Tested Principles for Leaders. Wow, two great books. I don't know where to start except to ask you to talk a little bit about your life.
Well, Judy, I was born and raised in Hamilton, Ohio. I'm 62 years old, so back in the late 50s, I started this journey called life with my parents. Both of them worked at the paper factory in Hamilton, Ohio. We didn't have any money, so I went to see my guidance counselor as a junior in high school. Her name was Eileen Lowell, and I said, "Ma'am, I think I should go to college, but I don't have any money." She said, "You can go to military academies." I said, "How much do they cost?" She says, "Nothing. They're free. They pay you to go." I thought that was pretty good. So I applied to West Point, the Army's Academy, and Annapolis, the Naval Academy. I got accepted to West Point on a Monday, Annapolis the very next day. The only reason I went to West Point is because I got the acceptance the day before. I tell folks the postman truly determined my fate. I started a career in the United States Army that I thought was going to last for 5 years. And it lasted for 35 years, retiring at the rank of lieutenant general. I didn't have much of a Christian upbringing. We didn't go to church when I was a child back in Ohio. I went to West Point. We had to go to church. So I did that some, but didn't really enjoy it. I found myself being a recreational Christian. I only went to church when I had nothing else to do. And my wife and I decided that we'd try to do that when the kids came about. And one day I went to church at the age of 32, and the preacher was talking about this thing called inner peace, how a personal relationship with God would allow you to work yourself through difficult times. And I knew I had a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of concern. I was doing well in the Army, but something just wasn't right. I went to see Chaplain Miller. He led me to Christ. I was baptized at the age of 32. So generally half my life has been with God, a strong relationship, and the other half without God. I know the distinct difference. So if I have any success in my career at all, or my professional, or my profession, or my personal life, I give all glory to God and all thanks to my family. And that's why I wrote the second book, Work Hard, Pray Hard, The Power of Faith of Action, to tell folks how you strengthen your relationship with God. Give them some ideas on how to be less anxious, less fearful, and less concerned.
Now, you know, there was a guy in your life named James Marsh who seemed to travel around with you in the ranks. You had some special relationship with him, and you always wanted to take him with you. Talk about James Marsh.
Yeah, and most of your listeners don't have a sense of the Army, so I'll kind of paint the picture.
When you're a
lieutenant colonel, which means you've probably been in the Army about 16 years, if you're lucky enough, you get to command a battalion, which is about 500 soldiers. And I was a battalion commander at Fort Hood, Texas. And the best officer I had in my battalion was a young lieutenant named James Marsh, and he was amazing. He was technically and tactically competent. He was extremely personable. He was a lot of fun. He was just the best officer in the battalion. So we served together for a couple years while I was a battalion commander. When I got selected to be a full colonel and a brigade commander, 2,500 soldiers, I brought James with me, promoted him to captain, and he continued to excel. And James went to all of my spiritual fitness events. I believe a leader should be physically and emotionally and spiritually as well. So I would host prayer lunches and prayer breakfasts and spiritual fitness events, and James would come to all of them. One time I had Tom Landry, he's well known here in the state of Texas, the coach for Dallas Cowboys, speaking to my brigade leaders Everybody came to hear Landry the coach. They heard Landry the Christian. Right when I was over with, James leaned over to me and said, "Colonel, I got this figured out." And I said, "What do you got, James?" He says, "It's work hard, pray hard." And this is in 1998. I don't know if he coined that phrase himself or he heard it somewhere else, but that phrase has been with me ever since, because that's really what we have to do. We have to work hard. God expects us to work hard, but at the same time, God expects us to pray hard.
So tell me about James Marsh. Was he a Christian? Is that what you saw in him, those character qualities, and you didn't know quite what it was? Or what about him made you latch on to him and keep him with you?
Now, James was raised in a Christian household. I know his parents very close, very well. And Joel and Virginia Berry, they spent a lot of time with James and his Christian upbringing. So he was a natural to come to the spiritual fitness events, the prayer lunches and prayer breakfasts. Unfortunately, right after he told me that phrase, work hard, pray hard, he was killed in a traffic accident. He, at the age of 27, his fiance and he were driving down near Fredericksburg, Texas. The roads were slick. She was driving, flipped the car. She walked away. He was killed.
Wow.
It was such a tragedy.
What did that do? What did that do to you and your wife and your family?
Well, I spent a lot of time in the new book talking about trusting God. God is infinite. We're finite. You're silly if you think you can figure everything else. And to this day, I have no idea why in the world God would have allowed James Marsh to be killed in that traffic accident that young, because he had such potential, such prospects, that he was killed that early. So when I got the call from the division leadership, I was devastated. I fell down in the garage. I was in the garage at the time when I got the call saying he'd been killed in an accident. I fell down and cried. My wife came out, asked what I was crying about. I explained to her. She cried as well, and it was such a personal, devastating blow. But I get my faith allows me to be encouraged. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 tells us we'll all be together again, so I am absolutely convinced that at some point in time, I'll be with James in heaven for all eternity.
And then, not far from that, after that, you found out about a horrific bus accident in a little town near where you and your wife and family were living. And that was another shock.
Yeah, in the book, I talk about numerous times where my faith has been tested. We all have similar stories in our own lives, and I don't know how people without faith get through those difficult times, but in that particular case, it was near Fort Knox, Kentucky, and Carrollton, Kentucky, and a bus full of youngsters who were going to a church event in Cincinnati. On the way back, the bus was struck by a drunk driver, head-on collision, and almost everybody in that vehicle were killed.
Wow.
It's the most horrific bus accident in our nation's history. And they were coming back from a church event. So again, you know, why does God allow that to happen? And it goes back to this idea that you just have to trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, he'll keep your path straight.
He will keep your path straight. And that's really true. And we don't have the answers. And we may not have all the answers until we get to heaven. But I have a big list that I'm going to talk to God about in heaven. Don't you, Rick?
Yeah. Yeah, I tell folks that when I meet God, I got a bunch of questions for them.
That's right. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter, and we are talking with retired General Rick Lynch, wrote the book Work Hard, Pray Hard. But that example on the school bus drove you to church, didn't it?
Well, it sure, I wasn't baptized at that time. I was just a young major. It sure caused me to be unbelievably anxious and fearful and concerned. So when Chaplain Miller was preaching there at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, when I was a major, about this thing called inner peace out of Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I knew I needed that peace of God to work through things like James Marsh's death and school bus crashes and numerous other events I talk about in my book.
Yeah, you've had an amazing story. You were in Desert Storm. You went over to Kosovo. I can't believe that you spent all that time in Iraq and still God protected you. I want you to talk about the experience in Iraq a little bit after 9/11. What happened there and how God protected you?
Yeah, God tells you in Joshua 1:9 that he'll be with you. He says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." You know, I like telling the story of General Stonewall Jackson there in the Civil War. People were amazed about his courage. That's where he got the nickname Stonewall, because in the heat of the battle with bullets flying everywhere, he would just stand there. People asked him one day, "Well, how can you do that? How can you be so courageous?" Stonewall Jackson said, "Hey, I'm as comfortable on the battlefield as I am in the bed, because I know God's in charge. And if all people had that faith, they'd all be equally courageous." So this I carried that with me in the Desert Shield and Desert Storm and the Balkans, Kosovo and Bosnia, and multiple tours into Iraq, because it was horrific circumstances, a very, very dangerous environment. Yeah, people ask me all the time, "General, if you were in the Army for 35 years, 10 years of general, what was your most difficult position?" And it was leading America's sons and daughters on the field of battle in Iraq. When President Bush announced the surge, the unit that I was commanding was part of that, 25,000 soldiers. We were in the worst part of Iraq. It was called the Triangle of Death, and we got there 15 months later. It was referred to as the Triangle of Life because those amazing soldiers did amazing work. And that was indeed my charge, to make sure those 25,000 soldiers were properly led and properly trained and well-equipped and went to the right place at the right time. Such a horrendous responsibility. Wow. And the way I could do that is my relationship with God. Every day I started my day in prayer. Every day I asked God to be with me, especially through the most difficult times. And as you would imagine, Judy, in Iraq, there were many, many difficult times. At one point in time, the enemy had rigged a house as an explosive device. A squad of 10 young soldiers walked into the house. The enemy detonated the house, and seven of my soldiers were killed instantaneously. I flew out to the battlefield to the point of the tragedy, and with my battalion commander there on the ground, the first thing we did is dropped our knees and prayed and asked God to help us through those difficult times, allow us the courage to work our way through that and the wisdom to lead those soldiers through that difficult time. And God, just as he promised in Joshua 9, he was with us. But there, within the book, there are many, many stories of instances like that, where if I didn't have not God, if I didn't have that strong personal relationship with God, I couldn't have made it through.
So Work Hard, Pray Hard is one of your books, but Adapt or Die is the book that you wrote about your experience in Iraq.
Yeah, what you have to do, our nation, candidly, these days is struggling. You know, we're a nation at risk with external threats like Russia and Iran and North Korea, and internal threats like domestic terrorism, divisive people, and lack of respect for law enforcement personnel. And I know the only way we're going to get out of this mess as a nation is good leadership at all levels. I do know that we have to be adaptive leaders, because circumstances change all the time and leaders have to be able to respond to the change. So I wrote a book about adaptive leadership. It's entitled Adapt or Die, Battle Tested Principles for Leaders. And that's what I do these days, Judy, is I travel the nation and talk to audiences large and small about adaptive leadership. But it gives me an opportunity to share my personal testimony. In the back of that book are my 13 go-to scriptures. So I talk not just about adaptive leadership, but my relationship with God. And that's what prompted the second book, Judy, because in my presentations at the end, there'd always somebody come up and say, "Thank you for sharing your personal testimony." I knew I needed to do that in a more profound fashion, and that's why I wrote the Work Hard, Pray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love the end, how you really have a you broke the book up into sections. And one's on trust, one's on humility, and then there's some other sections in it. But I love how you have so many scriptures to back up the things that you were talking about. And I just really commend you for making your book so relational. In fact, you know, if you have a loved one who is a serviceman, this would be a great gift to give him, and it'd be a great book for you to read as well, so that you'd understand what that serviceman might be going through that he may not be able to speak into words. How can they get your book? Either one of your books.
Either way, they go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon, the websites, and they can order it. They can go on my website, workhardprayhard.org, and order it off my website. There's lots. They can go into any bookstore and buy it. in the bookstore. So.
And Adapt or Die the same way, correct?
Yep, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, I have a question to ask you. General Patton, he was an amazing general, and he did something that really turned around World War II. Talk about that story.
Yeah, when you study leaders across the history of our nation, the majority of them, in my mind, have a strong relationship with God. And they use that strength to get them through difficult times. So here's General Patton that everybody knows about, leading America's Third Army in the Battle of the Bulge. And the weather was absolutely horrific, and he couldn't make any progress. So the Germans were getting able to leave and escape because the weather was so bad. So he called in his chaplain. I remember he's a three-star general like I was. He called in his chaplain and said, hey, we need to ask God to help us with this prayer. We need to develop a prayer and help him, get him to help us with the weather conditions. And the chaplain did. And then General Patton not only prayed the prayer that I have in my book, but also had his chaplain printed on 250,000 cards and passed those cards out across his formation and had all those soldiers pray as well. And bigger than Dallas, the weather cleared.
Wow.
That prayer, and bigger than Dallas, they were able to continue to move forward and defeat the Germans. The power of prayer.
Wow. What do you say to men who have been in the battles and they have flashbacks and they just don't know how to get their life back together?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in the book talking about this thing I call spiritual fitness, how this idea of a personal relationship with God is not just something, you know, you take a pill for, but rather you work on it every day. So I start every day in prayer. I talk about prayer techniques in my book. I start every day in the Word, and it gives me peace. So we have a lot of youngsters. You know, those 25,000 soldiers under my command, as a result of 15 months in combat, 153 died on the battlefield, on the place I placed them. I got to live with that the rest of my life. I pray for them every day. 800 more came back in pieces, some with visible wounds, like missing legs and arms, and some with invisible wounds. We call it post-traumatic stress disorder. So I tell my soldiers all the time who may be struggling, I said, let's talk about how you can strengthen your relationship with God. And as a result of that, work your way through these difficult circumstances. I mean, I was in combat duty for over 4 years. You know, I don't have restless nights. I don't toss and turn. I don't have anger issues. You know, I use the phrase resiliency. I believe you got to be resilient as a human being, and you can be physically fit to be more resilient, emotionally fit, financially fit, but you got to be spiritually fit.
Spiritually
so I just
fit.
Continue to work with them. I did that on a couple occasions just today and pray with them and see if we can help them strengthen their relationship with God, and as a result, they'd be less anxious or concerned.
WorkHardPrayHard.org. Can servicemen who might be struggling and have questions for you, can they get to you through that website?
By all means, and a lot of them do. And you know, I always take the time to, you know, answer the specific concerns or emails, or at least have a conversation with them, because every one of those youngsters is America's heroes, and they volunteered to serve our nation while our nation's at war, and they deserve everybody's love and compassion. Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president, said it best. He said, the nation that forgets its defenders will soon itself be forgotten. And I always make time for our American heroes.
Wow. Work hard, pray hard, the power of faith in action by retired General Rick Lynch. Adapt or Die, another book that he wrote. Both books for leaders. Maybe you're struggling and you've been in the military, or you're in the military now, or you're a military wife. Either of these books will encourage you and give you hope, because Jesus Christ really, really loves you. How can we pray for our country today?
Yeah, I think, Judy, you know, all you got to do, if you got any questions like that question, you just got to turn to the Word. Inside the Word, 2 Chronicles 7:14, God tells us, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and I will heal their land. So God tells us, you know, we're supposed to be humble. Within the Bible, there are 33 scriptures that talk about the importance of humility. We're supposed to turn from our wicked ways. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, but we ought to constantly every day work to not do that. And I talk about that in our book. And we got to pray. We got to pray fervently. We got to pray individually. We got to pray collectively and ask God to be with us, and He will.
And what special message can you leave today with those in the military or their family members who are listening to this interview?
Yeah, and it's just not the military. I find as much anxiety and as much fear and concern with the civilian population as I did the military population. And there are people out there listening to this call right now saying, man, I am struggling, just like I did with Chaplain Joe Miller back in 1988 at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, when I was first baptized. And those people that are struggling, one way to get through this, the way in my mind to get through this, is to turn to God. And God will be with them.
And He will never leave you nor forsake you. And if He can be with General Rick Lynch in the battles and all the challenges he faced, He can certainly help you. God's got a plan of protection for you and your life. It's getting to know Jesus Christ personally that makes the difference. Work hard, pray hard, the power of faith in action. Retired General Rick Lynch has been my guest today on Encounter. How can people get either that book or Adapt or Die?
Walk in any bookstore. They're on the shelves in the bookstore. Go online, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Or go on my own website, workhardprayhard.org, and order the book.
Awesome. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Thank you so much, Retired General Lynch, for being my guest today. And thank you for all that you've done for America.
Thank you, Judy. God bless you.
God bless you.
If this interview meant something to you and you'd like to listen to other interviews I've done, you can go to judyredlich.com/radio. You can also subscribe to my website to get posts each time a new show is posted. All of these shows have aired first on KSIV, 1320 AM, 95.9 FM in the greater St. Louis area. You can join me every Tuesday at 1:30 on either of those stations for more Encounter interviews. If this interview meant something to you and you'd like to listen to other interviews I've done, you can go to judyredlich.com/radio. You can also subscribe to my website to get posts each time a new show is posted. All of these shows have aired first on KSIV, 1320 AM, 95.9 FM in the greater St. Louis area. You can join me every Tuesday at 1:30 on either of those stations for more Encounter interviews.
Lives might be changed through this book. And so I'm really privileged to have you on our show today. And I just want to thank you for all the things that you've done to make a difference in America in your long career in the military.
No, I appreciate that, Julian. Thanks for making this opportunity today.
Work hard, pray hard. The power of faith in action is the name of General Lynch's book. And he also wrote another book that we're going to talk about. It's called Adapt or Die, Battle-Tested Principles for Leaders. Wow, two great books. I don't know where to start except to ask you to talk a little bit about your life.
Well, Judy, I was born and raised in Hamilton, Ohio. I'm 62 years old, so back in the late 50s, I started this journey called life with my parents. Both of them worked at the paper factory in Hamilton, Ohio. We didn't have any money. So I went to see my guidance counselor as a junior in high school. Her name was Eileen Mole. And I said, ma'am, I think I should go to college, but I don't have any money. She said, you can go to military academies. I said, how much do they cost? She says, nothing. They're free. They pay you to go. I thought that was pretty good. So I applied to West Point, the Army's Academy, and Annapolis, the Naval Academy. I got accepted to West Point on a Monday, Annapolis the very next day. The only reason I went to West Point is because I got the acceptance the day before. I tell folks the postman truly determined my fate. I started a career in the United States Army that I thought was going to last for 5 years, and it lasted for 35 years, retiring at the rank of Lieutenant General. I didn't have much of a Christian upbringing. We didn't go to church when I was a child back in Ohio. I went to West Point. We had to go to church. I did that some, but didn't really enjoy it. I found myself being a recreational Christian. I only went to church when I had nothing else to do. And my wife and I decided that we'd try to do that when the kids came about. And one day I went to church at the age of 32, and the preacher was talking about this thing called inner peace, how a personal relationship with God would allow you to work yourself through difficult times. And I knew I had a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of concern. I was doing well in the Army, but something just wasn't right. I went to see Chaplain Miller. He led me to Christ. I was baptized at the age of 32. So generally half my life has been with God, a strong relationship, and the other half without God. And I know the distinct difference. So if I have any success in my career at all, or my professional, or my profession, or my personal life, I give all glory to God and all thanks to my family. And that's why I wrote the second book, Work Hard, Pray Hard, The Power of Faith to Action, to tell folks how you strengthen your relationship with God. Give them some ideas on how to be less anxious, less fearful, and less concerned.
Now, you know, there was a guy in your life named James Marsh who seemed to travel around with you in the ranks. You had some special relationship with him, and you always wanted to take him with you. Talk about James Marsh.
Yeah, and most of your listeners don't have a sense of the Army, so I'll kind of paint the picture. When you're a lieutenant colonel, which means you've probably been in the Army about 16 years, if you're lucky enough, you get to command a battalion, which is about 500 soldiers. And I was a battalion commander at Fort Hood, Texas. And the best officer I had in my battalion was a young lieutenant named James Marsh, and he was amazing. He was technically and tactically competent. He was extremely personable. He was a lot of fun. He was just the best officer in the battalion. So we served together for a couple years. While I was a battalion commander, when I got selected to be a full colonel and a brigade commander, 2,500 soldiers, I brought James with me, promoted him to captain, and he continued to excel. And James went to all of my spiritual fitness events. I believe a leader should be physically and emotionally and spiritually as well. So I would host prayer lunches and prayer breakfasts and spiritual fitness events, and James would come to all of them. One time I had Tom Landry, he's well known here in the state of Texas, the coach for Dallas Cowboys, speaking to my brigade leaders. Everybody came to hear Landry the coach. They heard Landry the Christian. Right when I was over with, James leaned over to me and said, "Colonel, I got this figured out." And I said, "What do you got, James?" He says, "It's work hard, pray hard." And this is in 1998, and I don't know if he coined that phrase himself or he heard it somewhere else, but that phrase has been with me ever since, because that's really what we have to do. We have to work hard. God expects us to work hard, but at the same time, God expects us to pray hard.
So tell me about James Marsh. Was he a Christian? Is that what you saw in him, those character qualities, and you didn't know quite what it was? Or what about him made you latch on to him and keep him with you?
Now, James was raised in a Christian household. I know his parents very close, very well. And Joel and Virginia Berry, they spent a lot of time with James and his Christian upbringing. So he was a natural to come to the spiritual fitness events, the prayer lunches and prayer breakfasts. Unfortunately, right after he told me that phrase, work hard, pray hard, he was killed in a traffic accident. He, at the age of 27, his fiance and he were driving down near Fredericksburg, Texas. The roads were slick. She was driving, flipped the car. She walked away. He was killed.
Wow!
It was such a tragedy.
What did that do? What did that do to you and your wife and your family?
Well, I spent a lot of time in the new book talking about trusting God. God is infinite. We're finite. You're silly if you think you can figure everything else. And to this day, I have no idea why in the world God would have allowed James Marsh to be killed in that traffic accident that young, because he had such potential, such prospects, but he was killed that early. So when I got the call from the division leadership, I was devastated. I fell down in the garage. I was in the garage at the time when I got the call saying he'd been killed in an accident. I fell down and cried. My wife came out, asked what I was crying about. I explained to her. She cried as well, and it was such a personal, devastating blow. But I get my faith allows me to be encouraged. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 tells us we'll all be together again, so I am absolutely convinced that at some point in time, I'll be with James in heaven for all eternity.
And then, not far from that, after that, you found out about a horrific bus accident in a little town near where you and your wife and family were living. And that was another shock.
Yeah, in the book, I talk about numerous times where my faith has been tested. We all have similar stories in our own lives, and I don't know how people without faith get through those difficult times, but in that particular case, it was near Fort Knox, Kentucky, and Carrollton, Kentucky, and a bus full of youngsters who were going to a church event in Cincinnati. On the way back, the bus was struck by a drunk driver, head-on collision, and almost everybody in that vehicle were killed.
Wow.
It's the most horrific bus accident in our nation's history. And they were coming back from a church event. So again, you know, why does God allow that to happen? And it goes back to this idea that you just have to trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, He'll keep your path straight.
He will keep your path straight, and that's really true. And we don't have the answers, and we may not have all the answers until we get to heaven, but I have a big list that I'm going to talk to God about in heaven. Don't you, Rick?
Yeah, I tell folks that when I meet God, I got a bunch of questions for Him.
That's right. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter, and we are talking with retired General Rick Lynch, wrote the book Work Hard, Pray Hard. But that example on the school bus drove you to church, didn't it?
Well, it sure, you know, I wasn't baptized at that time. I was just a young major. It sure caused me to be unbelievably anxious and fearful and concerned. So when Chaplain Miller was preaching there at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, when I was a major, about this thing called inner peace out of Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I knew I needed that peace of God to work through things like James Marsh's death and school bus crashes and numerous other events I talk about in my book.
Yeah, you know, you've had an amazing you were in Desert Storm, you went over to Kosovo. I can't believe that you spent all that time in Iraq, and still God protected you. I want you to talk about the experience in Iraq a little bit after 9/11. What happened there and how God protected you?
Yeah, God tells you in Joshua 1:9 that He'll be with you. He says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." You know, I like telling the story of General Stonewall Jackson there in the Civil War. People were amazed about his courage. That's where he got the nickname Stonewall, because in the heat of the battle with bullets flying everywhere, he would just stand there. People asked him one day, said, "Well, how can you do that? How can you be so courageous?" Stonewall Jackson said, "Hey, I'm as comfortable on the battlefield as I am in a bed because I know God's in charge. And if all people had that faith, they'd all be equally courageous." So I carried that with me in the Desert Shield and Desert Storm and the Balkans, Kosovo and Bosnia, and multiple tours into Iraq, because it was horrific circumstances, a very, very dangerous environment. Yeah, people ask me all the time, "General, if you were in the Army for 35 years, 10 years of general, what was your most difficult position?" And it was leading America's sons and daughters on the field of battle in Iraq. When President Bush announced the surge, the unit that I was commanding was part of that, 25,000 soldiers. We were in the worst part of Iraq. It was called the Triangle of Death, and we got there 15 months later. It was referred to as the Triangle of Life because of those amazing soldiers did amazing work. And that was indeed my charge, to make sure those 25,000 soldiers were properly led and properly trained and well-equipped and went to the right place at the right time. Such a horrendous responsibility.
Wow.
And the way I could do that is my relationship with God. Every day I started my day in prayer. Every day I asked God to be with me, especially through the most difficult times. And as you would imagine, Judy, in Iraq, there were many, many difficult times. At one point in time, the enemy had rigged the house as an explosive device. A squad of 10 young soldiers walked into the house. The enemy detonated the house, and 7 of my soldiers were killed instantaneously. I flew out to the battlefield to the point of the tragedy, and with my battalion commander there on the ground, the first thing we did is dropped our knees and prayed and asked God to help us through those difficult times, allow us the courage to work our way through that and the wisdom to lead those soldiers through that difficult time. And God, just as He promised in Joshua 9, He was with us. But there, within the book, there are many, many stories of instances like that, where if I didn't have not God, if I didn't have that strong personal relationship with God, I couldn't have made it through.
So Work Hard, Pray Hard is one of your books, but Adapt or Die is the book that you wrote about your experience in Iraq.
Yeah, what you have to do, our nation, candidly, these days is struggling. You know, we're a nation at risk with external threats like Russia and Iran and North Korea, and internal threats like domestic terrorism, divisive people, and lack of respect for law enforcement personnel. And I know the only way we're going to get out of this mess as a nation is good leadership at all levels. I do know that we have to be adaptive leaders because circumstances change all the time and leaders have to be able to respond to the change. So I wrote a book about adaptive leadership. It's entitled Adapt or Die, Battle Tested Principles for Leaders. And that's what I do these days, Judy, is I travel the nation and talk to audiences large and small about adaptive leadership. But it gives me an opportunity to share my personal testimony. In the back of that book are my 13 go-to scriptures. So I talk not just about adaptive leadership, but my relationship with God. And that's what prompted the second book, Judy, because in my presentations at the end, there'd always somebody come up and say, thank you for sharing your personal testimony. I knew I needed to do that in a more profound fashion, and that's why I wrote the Work Hard, Pray.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love the end, how you really have a you broke the book up into sections. And one's on trust, one's on humility, and then there's some other sections in it. But I love how you have so many scriptures to back up the things that you were talking about. And I just really commend you for making your book so relational. In fact, you know, if you have a loved one who is a serviceman, this would be a great gift to give him, and it'd be a great book for you to read as well, so that you'd understand what that serviceman might be going through that he may not be able to speak into words. How can they get your book? Either one of your books.
Either way, they go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon, the websites, and they can order it. They can go on my website, workhardprayhard.org, and order it off my website. There's lots. They can go into any bookstore and buy it in the bookstore. So.
And Adapt or Die the same way, correct?
Yep, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, I have a question to ask you. General Patton, he was an amazing general, and he did something that really turned around World War II. Talk about that story.
Yeah, when you study leaders across the history of our nation, the majority of them, in my mind, have a strong relationship with God. And they use that strength to get them through difficult times. So here's General Patton that everybody knows about, leading America's Third Army in the Battle of the Bulge. And the weather was absolutely horrific, and he couldn't make any progress, so the Germans were getting able to leave and escape because the weather was so bad. So he called in his chaplain. I remember he's a three-star general like I was. He called in his chaplain and said, hey, we need to ask God to help us with this prayer. We need to develop a prayer and help him, get him to help us with the weather conditions. And the chaplain did. And then General Patton not only prayed the prayer that I have in my book, but also had his chaplain printed on 250,000 cards and passed those cards out across his formation and had all those soldiers pray as well. And bigger than Dallas, the weather cleared.
And wow.
That prayer, and bigger than Dallas, they were able to continue to move forward and defeat the Germans. The power of prayer.
Wow. What do you say to men who have been in the battles and they have flashbacks and they just don't know how to get their life back together?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in the book talking about this thing I call spiritual fitness, how this idea of a personal relationship with God is not just something, you know, you take a pill for, or rather you work on it every day. So I start every day in prayer. I talk about prayer techniques in my book. I start every day in the Word, and it gives me peace. So we have a lot of youngsters. You know, those 25,000 soldiers under my command, as a result of 15 months in combat, 153 died on the battlefield, on the place I placed them. I got to live with that the rest of my life. I pray for them every day. 800 more came back in pieces, some with visible wounds, like missing legs and arms, and some with invisible wounds. Call it post-traumatic stress disorder. So I tell my soldiers all the time who may be struggling, I said, let's talk about how you can strengthen your relationship with God. And as a result of that, work your way through these difficult circumstances. I mean, I was in combat duty for over 4 years. You know, I don't have restless nights. I don't toss and turn. I don't have anger issues. You know, I use the phrase resiliency. I believe you got to be resilient as a human being, and you can be physically fit, to be more resilient, emotionally fit, financially fit, but you got to be spiritually fit.
Spiritually
fit. So I just continue to work with them. I did that on a couple occasions just today, and pray with them and see if we can help them strengthen their relationship with God, and as a result, that be less anxious or concerned.
WorkHardPrayHard.org. Can servicemen who might be struggling and have questions for you, can they get to you through that website?
By all means, and a lot of them do. And you know, I always take the time to, you know, answer the specific concerns or emails, or at least have a conversation with them, because every one of those youngsters is America's heroes, and they volunteer to serve our nation while our nation's at war, and they deserve everybody's love and compassion. Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president, said it best. He said, "The nation that forgets its defenders will soon itself be forgotten." And I always make time for our American heroes.
Wow. Work hard, pray hard, the power of faith in action, by retired General Rick Lynch. Adapt or Die, another book that he wrote. Both books for leaders. Maybe you're struggling and you've been in the military, or you're in the military now, or you're a military wife. Either of these books will encourage you and give you hope, because Jesus Christ really, really loves you. How can we pray for our country today?
Yeah, I think, Judy, you know, all you got to do, if you got any questions like that question, you just got to turn to the Word. Inside the Word, 2 Chronicles 7:14, God tells us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and I will heal their land. So God tells us, you know, we're supposed to be humble. Within the Bible, there are 33 scriptures that talk about the importance of humility. We're supposed to turn from our wicked ways. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, but we ought to consciously every day work to not do that. And I talk about that in our book. And we got to pray. We got to pray fervently. We got to pray individually. We got to pray collectively and ask God to be with us, and He will.
And what special message can you leave today with those in the military or their family members who are listening to this interview?
Yeah, and it's just not the military. I find as much anxiety and as much fear and concern with the civilian population as I did the military population. And there are people out there listening to this call right now saying, man, I am struggling, just like I did with Chaplain Joe Miller back in 1988 at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, when I was first baptized. And those people that are struggling, one way to get through this, the way in my mind to get through this, is to turn to God, and God will be with them.
And He will never leave you nor forsake you. And if He can be with General Rick Lynch in the battles and all the challenges he faced, He can certainly help you. God's got a plan of protection for you and your life. It's getting to know Jesus Christ personally that makes the difference. Work hard, pray hard, the power of faith in action. Retired General Rick Lynch has been my guest today on Encounter. How can people get either that book or Adapt or Die?
Walk in any bookstore. They're on the shelves in the bookstore. Go online, Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Or go on my own website, WorkHardPrayHard.org, and order the book.
Awesome. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Thank you so much, Retired General Lynch, for being my guest today. And thank you so much for all that you've done for America.
Thank you, Judy. God bless you.
God bless you.